stop. Lex and Stacy's threesome.
Hey, it's Lex and Stacy, and it's Threesome Podcast 66B.
It's actually 66.
It's my fault, but just trust me on this one. Something got all cattywampus somewhere, so that's what we're going with. Whatever Stacy said, that's what it is, okay?
It's so, 66.
Okay, thank you. So we are...
it's like the cul-de-sac of the devil.
Yes. 66B. It looks like yes. Three sixes. But he got so tired of being evil, the last one looks like a B. Anyway. So, last time we spoke, we had all kinds of bad thoughts about Paris Hilton and other people. But today we talk about what's ultimately going to happen, the world's end.
Yeah, we're all going to die probably within the next year. Those that are left alive will have really nothing to live for, and existence will be bleak and gray. And
so it's
hard.
Like living in Buffalo.
And you'll wish you're dead. Yes.
I see. That sounds awful.
But like, hey, good luck.
It's like Buffalo, but no wings.
Just the sauce.
Yeah, just not even the sauce. Just nothing.
A few days old.
Yeah. You just freeze and you all kill each other for firewood, and then it's over. And the and the Bills still won't win a game.
That's my twig.
All right, so what is going to manifest the end of the world?
Well, we've talked about that before. Apparently, September 23rd seems to be what a lot of people are looking at from various different conspiracies.
Yeah.
But today being when we recorded this, July 8th, Wednesday the 8th, is the day today that we're recording this, because this isn't going to help anyone later. Here's a list of things that happened just today. Just today on Wednesday that kind of prove that we're all going to die very soon. First of all, the New York City subway system suffered some sort of horrible slowdown this morning, with trains being stranded in stations for long periods of time, just kind of sitting, hanging out.
Yeah, bad week for subway. Sorry, I had to work a Jared joke in there.
Yes. United Airlines was forced to ground all of its flights today after its computer system mysteriously stopped working.
Yeah, I saw that.
The New York Stock Exchange suspended trading today after its computerized trading system mysteriously stopped working. Immediately after that, the Wall Street Journal's website mysteriously stopped working as well. And more than 2,500 people in Washington, D.C. mysteriously lost power.
Yeah, this is kind of the stuff they talk about terrorism-wise that will be the next wave, or things like this.
It's the Chinese. They're getting in there. They're hacking all of our infrastructure because, you know, everything's running on Windows XP, and that's how they're going to bring us down.
It's really not advantageous for them to bring us down. Since we owe them money, it's like...
Well, look what's happening with Greece. Now, some believe, like, this whole thing with Greece is the official beginning of the end. Like, this was already kind of prophesized.
Yeah, Greece is stupid. That's why it's the beginning of the end for them. Because they have not paid taxes. The wealth of their population have not paid their taxes in years. Their infrastructure has been cracking for two decades.
But so was ours. I'm not saying about the taxes, because we all certainly pay our taxes.
Yes.
Unless you're really rich. But our infrastructure, we're too busy building other countries that we've destroyed and spending money and giving aid to the Haitians and everyone else that has, you know, weather issues. And meanwhile, look at us. It just makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't really any better, honestly. Because if something came due, if China said to us right now, you know what, that one loan out of the billions that you've taken out from us, pay up right now, we wouldn't be able to.
Allegedly, yeah.
No, it's true. You would be shocked, I think, at how little liquid money the United States has, like, sitting right there that we could just throw at something. When we give aid to someone, you know, like there's another earthquake in Haiti and we send $1 billion over there, we're fucking borrowing it from China when we do that. That's not money we have sitting in a bank somewhere. We're borrowing to do that.
Yeah, that's stupid. I have to say, it's not a good move.
It is. No. It's not. So people should be watching what's going on in Greece right now because, you know, these are citizens of a, you know, not third world country that right now are hoarding their flour, sugar, and rice so that they can be assured that they will be able to feed their families.
Oh, my God. Have we seen the last baklava? Sorry. I'm sorry.
Fine, Lex. I know you have your own issues.
What's the Kraken going to eat?
Just ask Perseus.
When they released the Kraken, they really released him because they can't pay him anymore. He's a free agent.
He's over in Japan now, hanging out with Godzilla.
I hear the Kraken's talking to Tokyo, North Korea, and the United States for their services.
And weirdly enough, Greenland.
Yes. Just so he doesn't have to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know it's bad. But a lot of that's their own doing.
But it's going to fuck the rest of us. I mean, you understand that. Like, this is going to affect the world's financial stuff.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's going to affect it, but not affect it. Like, it's not the end of the world.
No, that's September 23rd.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? There's a lot of pluses for this happening. I go out of debt, you know, if it happens, yeah, which will be nice.
Yeah.
It's like, so that'll work out pretty well. I rent, I don't own, so, you know, you're kicking me out of a place that's not even mine. So what?
You should stock up on a tenting gear, you know, camping, and a canned goods, because I was thinking, like, all of the frozen shit that I have here in my freezers, if the electricity goes out, because, you know, nobody can pay, the frozen food doesn't really work so much anymore.
Yeah, you get some freeze-dried stuff, you know? That works pretty good.
Yep, food dehydrator and canned goods. That's what we should be stocking up. And, of course, you know, the flowers and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So are you doing that?
No. It has been discussed, like, huh, I wonder if I should get, like, a flat of beans, and then it never happens.
Right. Because you know deep down that it's not time yet.
I think, honestly, it's just smart to have a little. I'm not talking, like, a basement full of hoarded food.
Like a month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, too, it's there, like, if you have a bad month where, say, you're overdrawn on your checking account, you can go down in the basement and you've got canned beans to feed you for a while.
Sure.
You know?
It's a bad feeling to have nothing.
Yes.
It really is. We've all been there.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it's not a good feeling. Where you're just waiting for the next pay period.
And it can't come soon enough.
And then it sucks, like, when the last day of the month falls on a weekend and they screw you over and don't pay you till Monday.
I know. You know, if your payday's on Sunday, I get the Monday thing. But if your payday falls on Saturday, there's no reason why you should not be paid on Friday.
I agree.
Jesus H.
at some point it all works out, you know, but it seems to just really fuck you on those weekends. Like every time, like when you're really having a tough month. It seems
or
to be
it's
when
one
it happens.
Of those months that has like the 31 days and you're on a twice a month pay period, yeah. Kind of. And it's yeah. Like, God damn it, today's the 31st and it's a Saturday. So
yeah.
I'm not going to get paid till the second.
And it's like you're sitting around all weekend and you have nothing. You have no food. You have no money.
You don't even have enough for nicotine, that life-saving nicotine.
Yep.
That one little thing that could curb homicidal rage.
Yeah, it's kind of a, it's just a bad situation. You know, that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even if you have some weed, you know, it's like all it's gonna do is make me hungry.
And I'll be even more bummed later.
Yeah. Exactly. So hopefully you, I, and anybody listening to this doesn't have to go through that often.
Yes.
So
stock up on some green beans, some canned corn, maybe some tuna.
Yeah, yeah, my kid's graduation and 18th birthday just put a beating on me. It's just putting a beating.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the welcome to life parade. New clothes, all kinds of work done on the car, you know, stuff like that. Metallica in Austin.
And that turned out to be such a well worth it trip, don't you think?
Yes. Yes.
Aren't you glad you spent that money?
I'll remember it the rest of my life, actually. It's a little inside stuff there, but that's all right. We'll elaborate down the road, I'm sure.
Lost podcast number 2.
No, that one will be a keeper. So anyway, I'm not worried about the end of the world like you are. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I'm not either, honestly. I'm old enough and at a point in my life where if it's not the end of the world, it will be the airplane that falls from the sky and lands on my house. Either way, something's going to get me. I just shouldn't worry about it.
Well, that's the end of the world, where you're out in a Cessna flying around in South Carolina and an F-16 flies through you.
What are the odds?
Did you see that?
I saw the story. I didn't want to look for. Is there footage?
Well, there's just footage of the wreckage. You know, there's not the footage of the plane hitting it. But I assure you, it was a quick, painless death.
Good. That's good.
To have a 600 mile an hour plane fly right through yours, you know, that's made out
now,
of.
Now, did the pilot of the jet die too?
No, he ejected. Because he's in a superior aircraft. Yeah. You know, it's like boats.
But if he was in a superior aircraft, like, he shouldn't have hit it.
It's like, you know, it's like an infant trying to tackle Bo Jackson. It's just, there's imminent death. You know? It's just not going to work out well. So, yeah.
But it would be awfully cute.
Yeah, and that probably sucks to have happened to you when you're not even the most significant thing in South Carolina that day.
What are the odds of that,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah, because you're up against the rebel flag. And whether they're going to vote it out or not. Apparently they need 17 different kinds of votes and shit to happen to take that fucking thing down.
That's just stupid.
You know, it's like, this isn't hard, folks. You have a state flag and you have a country flag. That's what should go on your state buildings. That's it. Yeah. It's not that difficult. to put up some antiquated fucking flag that's 150 years old that has no significant purpose in today's society other than to make you feel good about the NASCAR race or Skinner album you're listening to is just, it should just come down. And I don't want to hear about your...
I'm glad to see that there's nothing more important going on in South Carolina, though. They're very lucky that this is their biggest issue.
Well, except for those Cessna people.
Yeah.
I think it's a bigger deal to them. But, or maybe not so much anymore. But the whole thing's just ridiculous. First off, the votes are going like 36-3, 93-18. It's like, come on. Everybody's going to protect their little political asses, and those that are on the soapbox about it have already voted, all three of you and all 18 of you. And it's over. Pull the fucking thing down. Quit being on the news. Move forward. Because everybody thinks your state's a bunch of fucks.
Yes. Very much so. And a state full of bad flyers, too.
Yes. Bad pilots, bad people. South Carolina.
We burn churches down.
That's right. We burn churches, we crash planes, we keep bad flags up for everybody to see.
I wonder if you can fit all that in the license plate. The no-fly zone. No-fly state.
I don't know. The way they
could work for both flag and planes, too.
The way they go about their business, you know, there probably aren't going to be any license plates. There won't be any laws. There won't be any... Just, yeah! It's just ridiculous. I can't believe it's still in the news after what's happened.
So has anyone said, did Jared actually like take pictures of him sticking a finger inside a kid?
No, there's no fingers inside kids yet, but the FBI doesn't show up at your house unless there's, well, fingers inside kids.
Especially at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And, I guess my thing is, you would have to know, because I understand, like, it was his, someone he worked with, like, on his foundation, the director of his foundation or something like that. He got arrested. Was it arrested back in April?
And it could be just his, it could just be his affiliation with him that they need to make sure it doesn't outreach farther than it does, you know.
But wouldn't you think, and if you're the FBI, and I realize it's just Jared from Subway, it's not like it's George Clooney or anything.
Yeah.
But that's still a person who is in the public eye, and you have to know that if you do this, if you go raid their house, and the news people find out, you are effectively killing their career.
Yes.
He won't bounce back from this, even though if he is proven...
Well, they've already suspended dealings with him, and... trust me when I tell you, I know a lot of FBI agents. They have something substantial if they showed up at his house.
That's what I would have to think, too. But I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah. So we're just waiting for the shoe to drop at this point. But I think it is just a matter of hours or a couple of days before we find out whether his involvement is minute or deeply involved.
Very, very deeply.
He apparently ran a porn ring out of his dorm in college.
Who did?
Jared.
Jared?
Yeah. Yeah, internet porn, you know, movie.
See, now, I have to tell you, since he came, you know, became the Subway boy, I've always thought he was just kind of creepy. So I actually was not surprised to hear that there were people at his house for that reason.
Well, I mean, he's a big fat guy that couldn't get a girl, so he was like selling porn movies out of his dorm and everything. And the Subway thing started because there was actually a Subway down at the bottom of his dorm, and he didn't want to leave his business that long, so he went down there to get his food.
Oh, Subway doesn't tell us that part, do
yeah.
they?
No, our crack newsman Ian came up with that. So So that's how that started.
So Jared's a perf.
Well, listen, if he's
whether
a college...
Whether it's vanilla or icky.
If he's a college kid selling porn out of his room 25, 30 years ago, it's pretty much enterprising to me. Now, what kind of porn is one thing, and, you know, if it's just straight up male, female, or lesbian porn, I just see it as somebody putting her way through school and getting to see pussy when you know he was a big fat slob and couldn't. So he was just taking care of his needs.
Yes.
But
so enterprising of him.
But if there's...
Couldn't he just sell drugs like everybody else?
But if there's kids involved, oh boy. Man. It's going to be horrible.
Do we know at any point has he had his picture taken with Josh Duggar?
I don't know.
Because that would be awesome.
I have to think it's been Photoshopped by now.
Let me look. If I cut out, it's because my hamster's tired.
Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. Just Google away.
All right. Jared Fogel and Josh Duggar. Now go to images.
Yeah, if he had his own porn business and was into that type of thing, I have to think he's a liberal. Because, you know, he would want privacy rights protected and stuff like that. If he's doing bad.
I'm not sure who this guy is, but it looks like he had his picture taken with Montel. Josh Duggar. No, I'm not seeing right off the bat any. That's too bad. How unfortunate.
Yeah. You remember, were you with us when Montel was on the show?
I don't remember.
Remember he got all high and mighty and didn't let us interview it because he called on Drunk Bitch Friday. And he goes,
he has no nipples.
He goes, there's a drunk person in the studio. I can't do an interview with a drunk person in the studio. And I went, you know what your odds of that are? With
lots of weed.
I said, do you know what your odds of that are with radio people? I said, I'll tell you this much. Don't try and get on this afternoon. Montel, yeah, you fuck yourself. Well, you don't want to come on with alcohol on here. Fuck you.
So these two lesbians.
Yeah. Montel, I got a joke for you. Jane Russell and I had this chick in a maid outfit. I used to love those stories.
I know. I did too. Michelle and I used to go in there in the studio and we'd literally just sit down and put our like chins in our hands and go, please, Rick, tell us another story.
What do you want, you cum-sucking whores?
You know, he was actually always very nice, at least to my face.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I think he appreciated that Michelle and I were the only people that weren't horrified by his stories.
No, he is a very nice guy. Yeah, he had that gruff exterior and all that stuff, but you know, in the deep insides of his gruffness, he was a good dude. He really was.
I know the promotions kids were scared to death of him.
Yeah, for 10 years I was scared to death of him. in many ways, shapes or forms.
And nobody wanted to do remotes with him.
I know.
Please don't make me do Rick's remotes.
No, I was always like, I was scared because he wouldn't show up. You know, I'm like, oh God, just show up. Just, oh, thank God he's here. Good. Now I don't have to make up something for the salesperson. And even worse, stay here 3 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that would be the dreaded 3-hour remote.
But hey, you know, one of the greatest stories ever, Mickey Mantle fucked him out of his liver. That was awesome. And then my neighbor who worked at the Mayo, you know, and did the kidney transplant, their liver transplants. I said, didn't you do those surgeries? So wouldn't you have done Mickey Mantle? And he goes, I'm not going to be the guy that fucking kills Mickey Mantle. They were sitting on the back patio having drinks one day, and he goes, I feel sorry for the poor guy that, you know, Mickey Mantle shows up and needs a liver, and he gets bumped down the list. I went, yeah, that's my afternoon guy. I said, and here's the best part. There isn't a bigger Yankees fan anywhere. He goes, oh, my God. He goes, did you tell him? I went, no. No, I just couldn't. Just couldn't. Sorry. He's a great
guy. I remember it was Charlie that told me.
Charlie that told you what?
He had no fear because he's Charlie, you know, but, oh, he could just rip on him and needle him, and it was so much fun to watch those two. Charlie, I think, took great pleasure in kind of just getting under Rick's skin, but it was very gentle, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
Not outright douchiness, but just kind of poke, poke, poke.
Yeah, Charlie's was just a suave motherfucker.
Oh, God, he was.
Yeah, he just had...
Sure he still is.
Yeah, he is. he just had major amounts of cool. Still does. I mean, he's just, you know, had a beautiful wife, beautiful daughters. I mean, God, he used to just get pussy thrown at him.
They should be legal now, shouldn't they?
Oh, they are. Yeah, they're like graduating from college and stuff. You know,
good.
I think they're like 26, 27, and one the other one's like 23, 24. Yeah, they're beautiful. They're one looks like him but has the mom's hair and body, and the other one looks just like the mom, who's devastatingly gorgeous.
Yes.
But good-looking family. They took a camping trip picture or something on Facebook a while back, and I said, you did life right, kid. Great, great looking family. He owns a pool business now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a pool table or a swimming pool?
No, swimming pools. He cleans pools and, you know, has like 150, 200 pools that he cleans.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, and has satellite trucks and, you know, he lives in Las Vegas.
I knew that.
He didn't speak to me for about a year because I came out to Vegas on a Sammy Hagar trip. I literally was there 16 hours. Flew in the morning, did the concert, and got up at 6 in the morning and went back. And he saw on Facebook that I was there, and he's pissed. He was pissed. And I'm like, dude, I was there like 16 hours. I didn't have a lunch or breakfast time or anything. He's like, doesn't matter, man. We're lifetime friends. When I know,
obviously,
but I didn't.
Obviously, Kat's a better friend than Charlie is.
Well, Kat's closer. and Kat knows the way to my heart. Badass restaurants.
And sex stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I live vicariously through him because he had the hottest chick on the planet at one in my mind for a little while. Not many people share my vision of that as being the hottest chick on the planet, but to me, there was just something crazy hot about her.
To each their own.
Yeah.
So you own that, Lex. Just make it yours.
Oh yeah, listen, I'm not ashamed to tell anybody. It's not just me. Terry got it too. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because she was just, you know, the kind of person you'd let it all hang out. You'd be like, oh, you're so getting it. shitty little attitude of yours.
I know a way to shut your mouth.
I'm going
to
shut you the fuck up for at least 5 minutes. Unfortunately, you're so blazing hot, that's all it's going to last. Which is twice as long as I'm good for you. Anyway, we're talking all this inside shit here. Nobody cares.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. This is like a phone conversation.
Yeah, it is. But most of our podcasts are. Sometimes we don't even know the difference. Sometimes we like talk before we start recording, and it's like, hey, have we been recording, or do we got to start, or what's going on? Yeah, it's like, no, we got to start.
True, but at least I haven't mentioned my period, so we know it's not really a phone call.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? That was the sound of Lex's sphincter actually slamming shut.
What did you just say? You cut out. Seriously.
Ah, damn it. Nothing. I was just talking about my period. My menstrual cycle.
Oh. No, I'm listening.
My bloody vagina.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
You know,
I know you are.
It's a fact of life.
It is.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not one of those people that won't have sex because of it. I'm sorry. To me,
I think right now what I'm going through is a huge, there is a time that you don't want to go there.
All right.
And it's happening as I get older.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll put it this way. There have been some times in my life where it was very primal and hot.
I understand. Been there too.
Yeah.
But that was when my menses was dainty.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this point now, at my age, if I sneeze, I literally give birth to like a pound and a half clot. There you go. I think I should go to the doctor.
It's like, hey, doc. You either need to find out what's wrong with me or name this thing.
Do I need a social security number for it?
We need a birth certificate for this clot. Will you spank this clot and see if it cries? That's a TMI, Stace.
Hey, it's the threesome. It's you, me, and them. Yeah. And apparently it, too. Yeah.
It's the three and a half some. Three and a quarter pound some.
We named him Squidgy.
I had some hot sex one time, though, and it was like a murder scene afterwards. It was so hot.
Have you,
She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, for what? I mean, for what?
Well, see, now, I know that the people who really dig that, it's actually a lot to do with, like, the scent.
Yeah.
Because it is very female.
To me, it's just, like, very, like... Yeah, you just think of, like, the beginning of time and all that, where nobody had any consideration from that. It's just like, argh, argh, you know.
Yeah, that is very caveman-esque.
Yeah, and there's just something about that that's badass. I'm sorry.
Have you
eaten
a chick who was on the ring?
Let's not get crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Lex and his little blood milk mustache.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had them try to make those deals. Like, hey, if you're going to do that, you know, you should be man enough to do that. It's like, man enough or stupid enough? Which one is it? Either way, you're not going to have respect for me, so let's just not go there. Yeah. I'm either a pussy or a pervert. It's not going to turn out good.
Now, you could, though, if she just got out of the shower and, like, literally, like, dried everything off nice and neatly and slammed a tampon up there, you could do that then and not have terrible ramifications from that.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, some chicks are, yes, some chicks are worse than others.
This is the gross episode.
I'm just going to go ahead and put it on the table. If you've thought of it, I've done it.
Really?
Yeah. When it comes,
so you have pulled your dick out of a chick's ass and made her suck it.
No, I'm talking about period stuff, Stacey. Oh. Not Dirty Sanchez talk here. Jesus Christ.
The rusty trombone.
No, I'm not going to make a chick suck her own shit off my dick. I'm sorry. It's just not... You know,
well, you're not just a romantic, are you?
That's just disrespectful. That means you just don't care about her. And if I'm banging a chick, I have some sort of desire and care for her. It's just the way it is.
Aw.
You know, that's why I haven't had a...
I see your Hallmark card.
That's why I haven't had
a... I love you more than making you suck shitty dick.
My Hallmark card. I love you enough not to make you play the rusty trombone. Hola, senorita. No Dirty Sanchez for you.
Because I love you.
Yeah, it's just... That's just some backstage whore you don't care anything for. And then it's like, you don't want to put your unprotected dick in her.
What about peeing? That could be a very intimate giving act.
Nah, not my thing.
Have you ever been peed on?
No.
So you've never peed on anyone?
No.
Not even in the shower?
No.
She's down on her knees right in front of you.
No, I haven't.
Come on, Lex.
No.
Pee on me.
No.
I just want to feel you pee on me, Lex, please. I want your piss on me.
Well, Stacey, this is very well rehearsed. You something you want to tell me?
Prom night. No. If you don't pee on me, I'm going to clobber you with my giant clot. So,
oh, let me get busy.
Here's some water.
You know, it is a shower. You can just pretend I'm peeing on you.
It depends on how many vitamins you took.
There's 68 holes spitting water out up here. So just use your imagination.
Prom night. There's 68 holes spitting something.
That's the name of a song, if there are 68 holes. What is that song about? In the shower head.
I don't know. It was the B-side to Tube Snake Boogie. I have no idea what it meant.
You know what I thought about the other day? And I wanted to talk to you about this.
What?
By the way, did you ever set a timer?
I didn't. We could be entering hour two of this, for all I know.
Yeah, we're pretty far into this.
Okay.
All right, so we'll go ahead and wrap with it. Have you ever thought about, like, people that are close to you that you don't have sexual relationships with, but they're opposite sex? You know, you ever thought about them having, like, the same fucked up sex that you have, and just look at them and go, there's no way I could even picture that person doing the twisted, fucked up shit that I've done? Do you ever have those thoughts, or is that just me?
I try not to.
Like, do you ever look at your brother and go, I know.
Oh, God, do you look at your sister?
Not like that.
Say, yeah. She's getting communion right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
No, I don't look at my brother that way. And I don't think about it. I try not to.
He
lives with a dominatrix, and I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he's...
I don't know. They're roommates, but oh. I don't want to know.
Wow. I hope he pays rent on time.
It's his place.
Okay. I hope she pays rent on time. She's going to become dominated. Yeah, nice vest. Pay me my fucking money.
Well, he said, because, you know, on Netflix, you can have the different accounts, like, in the same account. Their Netflix is Mr. Rawhide and Princess.
Oh, Jesus. Is he Princess?
No.
You're Princess.
Such a pretty, pretty princess.
All right, well, that was a short conversation. All right. But,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
Well, no, I've never looked at anyone. I try not to. I guess occasionally I do.
Yeah, my sister was talking about some new dude she met and everything, and she, like, started going down that road, you know. And it's like, and this one likes to, and I went, la, 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 la.
Along those same lines, like, as an adult female now, I think back to, like, high school when I really had no idea about such things and wonder about all of the male friends of mine that probably at some point jerked off to me, not because I was hot, but because I was a chick.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was going on.
Yeah. Then. Yeah, you probably said hello to some guy in just a certain way that you didn't even think twice about, and he went home and just went crazy. And and get this, you may have even affected a guy that still has it as a go-to to this day.
I am aware of at least one.
I have a girl that I met when I was 19 years old. She was 22, and she was married to a guy who was like 40, and I went and saw her, and she worked two jobs, one with me, and then she had another one, and I went into a clothing store she was working at, and she took me in the back and made out with me and, you know, shoved her hand down my pants and did all kinds of crazy ass shit. And, man, that's still to this day a fucking go-to. It's like, all right,
so
I need an erection. Where do I go here? oh, yeah, back to you, Kathy. Oh, you've delivered time and time again. Thank you.
Now, did you know that was? Did you go in to see her, or did you simply go in like to shop, and then this happened?
I just went in to say hello. You know, it was like she was working at the beach, and I had just gotten finished surfing and everything, so I put my board in my car, and I went, oh, that's where she works, because she had just told me like at work the day before. So I went in there, and it was just animalistic. She's like, "What are you doing here? Oh my God, this is awesome." And we like talk for a little bit, and she goes, "I got some stuff I got to do in the back. Come on back and talk to me while I'm like, well, nobody's watching the store." She goes, "Uh huh." I went, "Okay." So I went in the back, and she like pushed me up against the wall and started making out with me and started grabbing me down there and everything. And it's like to this day, it's a go to. I'm getting all tingly right now just thinking about it.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, we need to stop talking about this. We are done. 66 is in the books.
Yes.
And
I can't wait for 69. We should do something special.
This should have been 69.
Yes. This is the weirdly awful sexual podcast.
This is the craziest fucking podcast ever.
And I do apologize.
That's all
for
right.
Some of it.
It's all right. Clotmaster.
I'm working on being able to spit them out like ping pong balls.
Yeah. Yes.
Like my own little paintballs, kind of.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
I saw that done once. I couldn't believe it. The force. We had this like porn chick come on the show. And it was like pretty early in the show, you know, so it's like I still cared what my wife thought and everything. So I Yeah, and of course, we were offending her on a daily basis, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a day.
Yes.
And, yeah, so I just looked at Terrence and was like, I don't need this, dude. I don't need to be in here for this chick shooting a ping pong out of her pussy. You know, I'm just going to go in the other room. And all of a sudden, I go in the other room, and I look on the floor, and here's this chick with her legs spread, and this ball just comes out at, like, brute force and hits the news window. I mean, it's like I saw everything. And it's like, before the ball settled, I mean, it like ricocheted all around the room, and everybody's like, holy shit, oh my fucking God. You know?
And left glaze marks.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, our producer's like, should we give this away on the air? It's like, yeah. Yeah, let's give somebody a disease for life.
See, my shining moment like that was when my 7th grade geography teacher said that he had visited the Lex and Terry website when I was on there and had seen the photos of me lighting a cigarette off of the flaming pussy of a stripper. And I said, yep, that's me.
Yes. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I remember that. She's, I'm going to light my pussy on fire. Like, you can't say that on the air. She's, I'm going to let my cunt on fire. You really can't say that. Oh my God, we were laughing so hard. Like, really? That's the direction you went? You fucking whore.
My vagina.
Yeah. You could have said any, you could have called it anything and made it sound cute, but no, thanks. All right, we do have to break.
Yes.
So we will cut out, and we'll be back with Threesome Podcast 67 next time you download. So we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.